So in the last year, we introduced you to two issues relating to Basar V'Cholav, issues that come up, of course, later in the Shulchan Aruch. The issue of the keva, mamid gvina b'or keva, right? We use the lining of the stomach of an animal to produce cheese, and the issue of the kachal, which is the udder. And I'm going somewhere with all of this, as we'll see. We mentioned last time that there seems to be a machlokas rishonim relating to kachal. Kiva Eger, we'll see, raised the kasha. So we saw sort of Kiva back in Simsim Pesach Tzivial, back in source number four. But the issue is as follows. With regards, let's go to talk a moment to the kachal. We have a kula based on a statement in the Gemara, to the Mishnah actually, that if a kachal falls into a mixture, okay, so it depends whether we're talking about the first time or the second time, right? We mentioned this last time. The Gemara said, back in source 9, in Chul and Tzadi Zayin Rebeis, it said, Amar of Nachman, okay, kachal for us, kachal b'shishim v'kachal min ha-minyan, right? The kachal, we measure to assess shishim, so the kachal counts, the kachal itself counts towards the measurement against the against whatever chalav is in there, right? As the kachal is the udder, so oh, is it with us?
Yeah.
So the kachal is the udder that has milk in it. So in effect, you only need 59. You only need nun tes, not. And of course, just I guess in the sense of humor, you have to be careful when reading this because sometimes you see nun tes and it means the sinas tam. It doesn't mean 59. It's just one of those funny things, you know. But here, but it's bottled on 59, so to speak. Okay, because the kachal itself is kachal min haminyan. That's what it says. Okay, and Rashi explains over there because the kachal itself is mutter, right? The kachal itself, so it counts against the milk that's in it. The machlokas is in the Siman Tzadi, in source number 11. So the whole list of the kachal is in Issidur Rabbanan, right? Because why? Because the cholav there is not really cholav, we said. Whatever milk is in it is not halakhically cholav in the fullest sense of the term because it never came out, right? It's still inside the animal. Nevertheless, it's in Issidur Rabbanan. Okay, nevertheless, in Issa Darabonim. And so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tzadi Sifalim, in Source 11, that Misharno Subashishim, Rekacha Min Aminyan. If you look in 11 again, it's the fourth line. Ketzen, Moya Kachal, Imoya Hakol, Ima Kachal, Moshishim Kachal, Hakachal Osir, Bashar Mutter. Right? The Kachal itself is still Osir because the milk that's in it, but everything else is Mutter. Hapochos Mishishim Hakol Osir. Okay, but then it says, Bein Kach, Ubein Kach. If the kachal then in nofal kedera acheret, this kachal fell into a different pot of meat. Oser osor asers umesharon bo samach kivar rishona. What's the language of the rabbi? Kivar rishona, meaning also 59. Okay, that's what he says. However, there are more rights. V'yesh omrim dim nofal tchilik der shem bo samach benesar kachal. Im nafla achar kach der acheres ein hakachal mitzdar v'samach. The second time the kachal itself doesn't count as one of the 60. You have to have 60 besides it. The kachal itself doesn't count. So the Taz points out in Sukkot and Dalet, this is really based on a machlokas rishonim, which we saw towards the end list. And let's look at it again. In source 13, it's machlokas the Rashba and the Ra'or in the Sefer Taras Habayis. The Rashba wrote a sefer called Taras Habayis, which has a lot of, I think I mentioned once before, whereas in Orach Chaim, most of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, right? The Chaber bases a lot of this. In Yerideya, it's based a lot on the Rashba, the Torah Sabayis. Okay, so the Bayis of Orach, right, which the main work, is Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph. So there, the Rashba writes, V'hecha deleka b'kedei rishona chamisha v'tisha, shenesa hakol, if the first kedei, or the first pot the kacha fell into, didn't have 59. He's only worried about 59 because that's all he need, right? The kachmanu shenes are kol mistaber shakal chal atzmo nas in the vela charasu kibosu cholav bosu cholav diva kol nas are kol to the vela chadich nas vela ulufichach tzuricha tzorach shishim ve'ein kachal min aminim. Like the Ramor, right? The Ramor, that's what Taz points out. The Ramor is based on the Rashba in his Torah Sabai. He said the second time, since we say chadich nas in the vela, okay, since it says, since Chaticha Nas Nevela, so now you got to measure against the whole Kachal, not just against the, you can't count the Kachal itself towards the tally of 60, because the Kachal itself now is also. You understand? It makes a lot of sense. But the first time, okay, so we have the rule in the Gemara, and the kachal itself, it's only the rabbanon anyway, and the kachal itself doesn't, it's not usur, it's only the milk, which is not really milk, because that's why it's only the rabbanon. So therefore the kachal counts, it's meat, kachal is meat, so therefore it counts towards the 60 to eliminate the challah. But once it's already, let's say it didn't have, it only fell on only 30 or whatever, so now the whole kachal became usur. So now if that kachal falls in, it's a regular din, you need shishim. Right, that's the Rashba, and which the Ramah says. Okay, so Rashba says if the kachal fell into a mixture, it's mitzaref. Okay, but if it's not, the kachal is mitzaref to mivatel. But if it's not batel, then it becomes basar v'cholov, and therefore the kachal now becomes, if you will, a chevtz of basar v'cholov. So now you need the regular shishim the second time. It falls into something else. However, the Ra'ah in the Beta Kabayis, okay, Ra'ah is of Aaron Halevi. Okay, again, also one of the Talmidim of the Ramban. I think I mentioned he was a descendant of the Balamor, the Mizrahi Halevi. Okay, maybe the great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, a couple generations away. And they were similar in the sense that they sometimes came up with off-the-beaten-path, you know, very, very, you know, creative or unusual, you know, style in terms of being Chaddish. Okay, both geniuses, you know, they're both brilliant. And so they're all has some unusual shitas, we'll see, you know, in certain areas. Rashba usually follows the traditional, normal, you know, regular Rishon. Rashba has very creative, original thinking approaches. So that's, he writes in the Beta Kabayis over here. He writes in the second line, you have to quote the Rashba, he says, Zeino Nochem. For a while, by the way, there was a thought among historians that Rashba was the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch, we don't know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, I think in the Hakdomah, the Sefer HaChinuch, he indicates that he was a Levi. Okay, and he came from the same,
from Barcelona.
And he's from the same part of the world, from Barcelona, Spain. So therefore, people put, two and two together, so they figure out it must be the same. I don't know, there are probably other Rabbanim in Barcelona who are living in besides, but people thought that it's the same author. But it's, I think it's generally assumed to be not so. Again, it's not even the same style, really. They were always much more original. The Chinuch tells you the usual thing. It's not such a big Baal Mechadish, the Chinuch. It usually follows the Rambam. All right, anyway, so he says here in the Beta Kabayis in the second line, by his Dalet Shara, of commentary on this Torah Sabayis, he writes, V'zeinu nochon, the sof dina ketchilas dina. He says, no, it's not true. The end is like the beginning, meaning, after mikar kachon amim, starf lahalos isa shabo, v'achshav kishanesa akdei b'shilo tachma yisuro, hu agora meyisur, it's the same thing that's causing isur. So if it's good enough the first time, it's good enough the second time also. Okay? Why should it be more chomo the second time? Okay, so now he says at the end, he says, Abel, so therefore he disagrees. He says the second time it's also mitzarev. La'olam hu mitzarev l'min shishim. Okay, b'chenu ma'ashenes v'shil shenovel derecher shu atz mitzarev l'shishim she'eno chomer b'gufu shel kachal. The second time it's kachal, it's not going to be more chomer the first time, right? So he says the same kachal. However, he does say Abel nofel like derecher cholov. But the second time it fell into a gder of cholov, then of course you need shishim, okay? Because that's the hachavadai taras basar cholov. I mean, din the kachav din taras basar of it's meat, okay? It's meat. It's not milk. It's a din drabbanan we treat it as milk, right? But it's a deraisa. It's meat. Okay, that's a side point. But in any event, there are always shita is, and it doesn't become like a basar cholov. The kula still applies. The kula that the Gemara mentioned still applies. The Taz, that long piece in Simon Bey's, Simon Sadi's, caught in Dalabad in 12, goes on to say that he thinks that the Rambam also agrees with the Ra'ah. Okay? He says the Rambam, because also says, you look in the Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Bey, he tells the whole din of Kachal, right? He says, a Kachal also in Divrei Sofrim, 15, Shaina Boston Shmash Bechol Shkuta Osma Torah, it's not really. It's a chalav of a shkuta. It's a chalav of a slaughtered animal. Like the Gemara says, it's not called chalav imo. We mentioned that once, no? But since once it's shechted, it's not chalav imo, right? The milk inside there is not imo. It's a dead animal, right? But anyway, so it's Dorabonon. And therefore he says, im avar bishul, v'ne atzim mutal achol, v'im boshu, im boshu, achim esharin osu, v'shishim akakam en aminim. Okay, it does count. That's the initial cooking. Halach yud gimel. He says, if im haya hakol amakakam, v'shishim akakam, akakam osu, v'shar mutar. Okay, you have a pachos b'shishim akolos, so you didn't have shishim. We didn't even have 59. Benkachu benkachim nafal l'kder acheres osos mesharet osos b'shishim kibar rishona. the Shir of Shishim is with the Kachal Kibarishona. So the Taz points out that the Rambam is also, it's another machlokas here between the Rambam and the Rashba. You look at the five lines in the bottom in source 12, that Taz, and the Akshav Nol Bala Machlokas Chadosha Ben the Rambam and the Rashba, Mashalos Kibaposkim. The Hainu La Rambam Lo Amina Filibos Chorosh Devono Chatiha Atzon Nasi Devela. And in other case, you do, what is the machlokas here? So Taz, what's at the root of this machlokas? What's the root of this machlokas? The Rambam holds there's no chaticha nasevelia. That's what he understands. Okay, and therefore the kachal is still called what? A kachal. So whatever rule applies to the kachal in mixture one, namely that you have this special gemara that you can include the kachal towards the shishim, applies to the kachal in mixture two. Okay, in mixture two, right? It's kachal. Why? Says the Taz, assumes the Taz, because there's no chaticha nasevelia. Why? Because he assumes that no chatichas nevela by Bosu Cholov Dirabonon. Remember, this whole thing is Dirabonon. We assume chatichas nevela by Diraisa and Dirabonon by Sharisur. But what about when the whole din is Dirabonon to begin with? So the Taz proposes, like we just saw at the end of 12, he says, the Hainu, the Harambam, Le Harambam, Lo Amina Nafila Bosu Cholov Dirabonon Chatichas Asmanas Nevela. You don't say Chanan or Cha'anan if you include the word Atzmon, right? You don't say Chatichan Asnevela by the Rabbanon. Okay, that would be the opinion of the Ram and the Ra'o. Okay? Whereas, according to the Rashba, okay, apparently you do say it. Okay, apparently you do say it. All right, because the Rashba, as the two lines, Afilim Nafo Melachakim Sarof Lo Mahani Chatichan Achan Asnevela, like before. It even applies to the Rabbanon. Chatichan Asnevela. That's why the Rashba says, nothing doing. Once the kachal became usur, because there wasn't 59 or 60 with it, against the little bit of milk that's in the udder, so now the kachal became what? A cheftz of what? Of usur. But it became a cheftz of usur chalok, because it wasn't bato. So now, when that falls into the next mixture, you need shishim like any other mixture, right? You need shishim against the whole piece. Now we have to treat it like a regular mixture because chaticha nas nevela. So now this whole kachal now is no longer called the kachal. Whatever heter that Gemara presented to us on the Tzadi Zayin Rebbeis in the end of Perkei Yerushim, so it's fine, said that Gemara said kachal b'shishim in a minyan, that's only by kachal. This is no longer kachal. Since there was no bittul, this is now chavtza chaticha nas nevela, chavtza basim chal. Okay, that's how the Taz lines it up. Okay? And Rabbi Akiva Eiger, now going back to number four, okay, look back to the source number four. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that explains the issue regarding the keva. What do we say by the keva again? Okay? Hamid Gvina Ba'or Kevas Bosar Ksheira. Okay? However, if Yesh Batam Bosar Asura, Lab Muteris. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. If Hemig Binabar came as Kshera Kama, so Yesh Batam Basar Asura Bimlam Muteris. Okay? What's the issue then? Tam. What we have expected the Ramah to say at that point? Remember? That we don't rely on Tam, we're going to need Shishim. Like he said in by Telchas Harobas, we saw the other time other sources. So we keep Eger wonders about that. Okay? And as such a Shach, okay, says, well, that's what he means, right? The Shachans have gotten Lamed Dalad, and so it's to the end of our siman, Pesai, right? He says, the Shach implies, okay, he means that. Okay, he means that. But he didn't say it. So we keep it angry, so I'll tell you why he didn't say it. Okay? Because of the issue of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Right, after all, what's the issue? Why not say that when you have the milk, this is real milk, this isn't milk from the udder, this is milk that came out. And now you're being mamed this milk to make cheese in the keva of the stomach lining of the animal. So we should be worried that milk was absorbed in the lining of the thing, and now that became, that whole keva became also chalav. Right? Whatever comes out is a case of whatever milk comes out now has the flavor of the stomach lining. It's a basa b'chalav, but you're not going to be able to taste it when you taste the rest of the milk. Why not? Because it's milk. you won't really be able to detect the taste. Okay, and he says like this. He says, so how does the mechaber say we're going to rely on taste? What taste? It's min bimino. It's milk and milk. Elamai says the kiva eger. The mechaber holds that basa mechalab drabbanon lo amrina nasis nevela. No. The milk that goes in, it's not chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, that milk that is in and out of the lining and impacts the rest of the milk is not chaticha nasis nevela. And the only issue, therefore, is tam. That's what the mechaber says. But the Ramah says, like we do, like the Ramah holds like the Rashba, that there is chaticha nasis nevela by what? By the Rabbanon. Okay? Gam bebosko drabbanon amir nasis nevela, says Rekiva Eger. Okay, Mela, that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't say, well, over here, we don't rely on Tom. We're going to need Shishim, not because we're even we would rely on Tom. We'd still need Shishim because there's no possibility of Tom here. Because the milk that went into the line, it became Chatech and Azavela, but it's Rechol. You follow? That's, you don't follow? Again, is the Rabbi Kiva Eger is wondering. Look back and forth. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders, right? Lechor HaKashim, Neima, Denichnas Cholov Be'or HaKeva. Benasis nevela, because we assume yesh chaticha nas nevela by bosu cholov, right? And now v'acharkach yotzeh cholov, that milk will now mix in with the other milk cholov iser, but it's min bimino, right? You mix it with other milk. So how is it? How are you able to taste? What are you tasting exactly? It's min bimino. There's no difference. Okay. So how can the kfeila taste? The goy will they taste anything? So that's a kasha against the mechaber. How can the mechaber say im yesh botam bosu asun lav muteris? What do you mean? Okay, how are you going to determine the taste? Right? How are you going to determine the taste? There's no way to tell. So therefore, it's a kash against the mechaber, right? So based, look at he said, he points to the Taz, that same Taz that we just read. So Kiva Eger there, and our Simon, Pei Zayin, Simkot and Lamed Dalet. I mean, I don't think I know to look up the Taz. So Kiva Eger sends you there, right? He says, look at that Taz. He said, according to the Taz, ha mechaber surilei, de mebos v'chol tomana lo amin lasas nevela. Right, there's no chaticha nasis nevela. So mele, even the milk that went in and out, okay, so it's not chaticha nasis nevela, okay, it's not going to asid the rest of the milk, right? It's not going to asid the rest of the milk. It's chaticha nasis nevela. So now you taste it. Does the milk have tam or not? Right, that's the mechaber. I the Ramah, okay. So the Ramah says no. He says the Ramah holds by Vosu Chodav Zman. It is chaticha nasis nevela. That's why the Ramah said that's why the Ramah didn't say over here. In other words, we asked why did the Ramah say over here Lididan that we don't rely on a Kvetzvishishim? Because not because of that. It's not because we don't happen to rely on it. No one relies on it here, right? You have to have Shishim. Anyway, that's what Kiva Eger says. Okay, he says so it works out. It works. That's what Kiva Eger there. It sends you this Taz. You put the two together. Okay, so that's the point. So, in any event, what boils down to, for us, no pun intended, what it comes down to, okay, it says, by the mechaber will hold, there's no chaticha nas nevela by bosu chol drabonon, and the Ramah holds there is, okay, both by kachal and by mami. Okay, by kachal, he's going to say, the second time, it's usher, because, in the same way as the first time, because now, not the same as the first time, it's usher, you need shishim, because the kachal is now a chefzo bosu chol. Okay, and by the Dabar HaMami is going to say that you need Shishim also, that you can't go by Tom. Okay, that's it. Now the question I'd like to look at, that's the whole background, to finish up what we said. So the question is now, where we really want to get to all this, because we'll come to the Din of Kacham Kedah separately. This cuts to the heart of a real important Chakira within Basra. I put it in the very beginning of the sheets, you know. I called it Ibas B'chalav Nechshav Ke'isser Machmas Atzmo or Isser Balua. This is a very important concept. Again, touched on something. This, I said, is the last of these introductory concepts. Okay? When we say Basa B'chol is also, is it now what we call Isser Machmas Atzmo? It's a new Isser. Or is it an Isser Machmas Balua, what's been absorbed into it? Many times we have Isurim because of what's absorbed into it. Okay? The flavor is absorbed into it. So I have pork and beans. Okay, pork and beans. So, you buy it, it's in one can, right? It's all one thing. and there are pieces in it. It's like chalpa, there's pieces of pork. So, but the beans have the flavor, right? But it's not that it's a new entity, so to speak. It's pork and it's beans, but the flavor of the pork impacts the beans. That's an iser balua, right? That's called an iser balua. Or do we say no? This is a new entity. You know, it's the Latin term, it's sui generis, right? Sui generis means it's its own category. It's a new thing. Okay, meaning it's a new compound called basa b'chol. You with me? That's the question. Do you understand? And it's going to be nafka minis halacha. Is basa b'chol an iser balua, or is it iser machmas atzmo? It's a new animal, new entity. You know, we've been going till now. It's a new animal, but I'm going to see now this nafka minis. Okay, and so let's take a look now in the second Aleph basis, starting in source 16. Okay? I mean, I mentioned to you, you know, jokingly, but the brisk iced tea, lemon flavor, is that a new entity? Okay? Right? I don't know if you guys will hear, but the hakir by brisk iced tea. Okay? I mean, the joke we used to say was it's iced lemon flavored iced tea. So does that mean that it's a lemon iced tea? Or no, it's just tasted a gavra, like it's a dinachav sin gavra, it's a brisk iced tea. So, but really, that's the question. I mean, lechora, when you add sugar to tea or lemon to the tea, iced tea, whatever, it doesn't. The tea is still the tea, and the lemon is still the lemon, and you taste it together. It's impact. It's a balua, right? But it doesn't change. It doesn't mean it's now no longer tea. It is tea, right? I don't think it's sugar flavored tea, but it's still tea. Okay, so the same thing here. Is it basa b'chalav? It's still basa, it's still chalav, you know. But it's basa that has a blia of chalav in it. What do we say? No. Bas Mechol is a whole new entity. It's a brand new Isser. Okay? So I want to look at some sources relating to that. So the Mishnah says, we've seen this very few times, okay? The Mishnah on Kuv Chai Samar Aleph. Is everyone with me on that Chakira? That's an important Chakira. I'd say it's the last of these types of Chakiras. We'll see you in enough community about it. So the Mishnah says, we're just trying to understand again, you know, what the Isser is. Because the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger said above, right, that was the. Do we say bas v'chalav d'rabbanan? But do we say chatichan atzvel by bas v'chalav d'rabbanan? He said that's the machalkus mechaber d'rabba. According to the mechaber, we don't say chatichan atzvel bas v'chalav d'rabbanan, or by kachal. It's not going to be new chefter. It's still called kachal. Therefore, the second time, the same trick works. You can be bottled even with 59. The Rambam says no. Bas v'chalav, we say chatichan atzvel even by d'rabbanan. Okay, and therefore both by mamid or keva, mamid or keva nevela, the chalav is not as nevela. Okay, the milk, and therefore it's going to answer everything. Okay, and therefore we have to do it shishim, not just because we don't hold of kvela in general. It has nothing to do with whether you hold of kvela. And B, that's by kevah and by kachal also. He's going to say the second time the kachal is a new entity, and therefore we need shishim like any other. That trick, that leniency doesn't work. So what's behind it? So let's look in the Mishnah in Chulin and the Gemara. The Mishnah says tipa. Tipas cholov shenofa alachaticha. I drop a milk felt a fell on a piece of meat. In a standard case, right? Im yesh bo menos and tabos alachaticha oser. Okay, and the piece of meat was in a pot with other pieces of meat. You're cooking up a stew or a chont or something like that. Some milk falls in. Drop milk falls lands on one piece of meat. A drop lands on one piece of meat. Okay, so Mishnah says, well, if it's enough and it is not enough in that piece of meat to overwhelm the flavor of the cholov, that piece of meat becomes osir. But it's not going to osir the rest of the piece of meat in the pot. There's no milk on the other pieces. Just take out that piece. Okay, but near as secondary, if you stirred the pot, now the milk, what happened to that little bit of milk? Stretched through the whole pot. So now you have to have shishim. Okay, now you can say it's okay, let's. And Ram gave advice, stir it. But we won't go that now. But if you stir it, you add shishim, all you need is shishim for the whole pot, right? And Rashi fills the blanks, right? It's 17. Tatimus chol shenof al chaticha betoch chederish al achas min hachatichas. Velo hegiyas is hakadeh. You didn't mix the pot yet. Okay? Velo nechak tam hatipa al osa chaticha bavad. The drop only impacted what? That one piece of meat. So now, yesh bo nosu nabu so chaticha, right? You need shishim in that chaticha itself to mevatel the milk. And that'll answer the chaticha, but we're not talking about the rest of the pieces, okay? Then that's in the Gemara later. That's going to depend on what happens later, okay? But now, near a sakadera, if you did stir the pot, so now you can measure the whole pot, okay? Now, says in amplifying this, the Gemara says the following, 18. Amar Rav. One second. Not so fast the way I said it before. Before I said, well, only Asha that piece, it doesn't impact the rest of the piece of the meat. Says Rav, not so fast. Kuf Kasmanal on the Gemara in that mission, 18. Amar Rav, Kevon Shinno Santam Bechaticha, Chaticha Atzmo Nasis Nevela. And again, Nevela just is a term that means non kosher, I told you. Never mind, it's actually not Nevela. Like to say, treif means non kosher, right? So Chaticha not Nevela. And therefore, Thus, Oseres Kol HaChatichos Kulon. Rav says, this piece of meat now is going to aser everything else in the pot. We're going to Rashi. Hod etam asim yesh mas tam bos hachadich les was kog dera. Kevin les hachadich hi atzma kulam nasis iser. Voseres kol hachatichos kulon. Vafilu yesh ben kidei levat al hachaticha kula nes was kulon. Yunei shei mina. And now this touches on a different issue that he holds min bimino is never bata. He holds even if it's shishin, but since they're all meat, there's no bittul. I don't want to go into that problem right this second. Okay? But that's a Rav holds. The point is that this one piece of meat now can answer everything else, and that's where we're introduced to the concept of chaticha nasis nevela. So now it's no longer sufficient just to look at the little drop of milk. Now you got to consider what? The whole piece of meat. That's the source. That Gemara is the source of chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, that's an important Gemara. That's the source of chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, now. On Amud Beis, the Gemara analyzed that a little bit. Does that mean if you stirred it, dafke, you didn't stir it, right? Is it all in the same gravy, right? So that's an important point which we'll have to come to, but that's what the Gemara Amud Beis talks about. Okay? Did you cover the pot so that everything is, you know, circulates? So the Gemara Amud Beis says, as follows, 20. The Tanya, Tipas Chosal Chaticha, Kevon Shosam Chaticha, Ticha At Asanat Vela, Voseres kulam neishuna divra bihuda, which was Rav quoted, but machachamim omrim, no. Ad shetitin tam berotev uva kipa uva chatichas. What about the gravy and other things that had to affect? And that Omer Rebbe, nirin divra bihuda b'shalo nir b'shalo kisa. Okay? But divra chachamim b'shanir b'kisa. Mailan uva kisa ilam uva klal uva kisa klal. How can it infect everything else? It may have been bolea, the milk, but it's not pole. Pole means to expel. It's the opposite of bolea. Kibolo, kapole. Blea means it absorbs, and plata means it expels to infect other things. So here I have, there was a blea, but it wasn't pole. So what's going on? How could it be machlokish? It should depend whether you stirred it or not. You stirred, so now by the act of stirring, so now that flavor that was in comes out and impacts something. Without stirring, it doesn't. So says the Gemara, Kosovar, Efshal Sokhato Asur. Okay, Efshal Sokhato Asur. This is an important point as well. Okay? What's Efshal Sokhato? So again, look in Rashi. And Tom, please go over this. If you didn't do this, look carefully at this Gemara. This is a few lines, which was 20 and 21. Okay? So the look at the last Rashi for now, 21. Kosavar Efshel Sokhto Asur Mipnei Shekula Nasis Isur V'chol HaNischak Meno Asur V'chol HaNishar Bo Asur Kevin Da'afan Tam Bosu Bo Nesar Chozer V'Osar Acheres Afilo Ein Elef Demin B'mino Lo Bata. What's going on here? What does it mean Efshel Sokhto? I'm going to explain a little bit about this. Okay, they're really. There are two dinim. Right? What does Efshel Sokhto mean? Efshel Sokhto literally means can you squeeze out the milk? But I want to translate a little differently for our purpose of clarification. Efshel Sokhto, can you isolate the milk and overwhelm it with other things? Can you isolate the milk? Okay, that's what Efshel Sokhto means. Okay, let's say I have 1 ounce of milk and 30 ounces of meat. Okay. So, can you isolate the milk? So the 30 will overwhelm the one, okay? Let's say now, okay, I had the 30, I only have 30. I have 1 ounce of milk and 30 ounces of meat. Okay, so it's not butter, right? The milk's not butter. Now, subsequently, another 30 piece of meat got dumped into that pot. So now you have shishin against the milk. Efshel Softo, is it mutter now because I have shisha? Okay, or is Efshel Softo usher because it's too late? Because that milk already became defined as that little drop of milk, since it was in meat, okay, and there wasn't enough to overwhelm it, so it's now bas v'chol. That milk is now bas v'chol. It's the fact that now another 30 pieces of meat fall in, okay, it's too late. Even if more basar falls in, it doesn't. It's too late. Why? Because efshel softo usser means that piece of milk is already, you can't isolate it as milk anymore. It's too late. If you hold efshel softo is mutter, so good, so now I have shisha, and we'll go home happy. But that's efshel softo mutter. If efshel softo usser, it means you can no longer isolate that little bit of milk, because it's not milk anymore. Because since it fell into 30 ounces of meat, which is not enough to mevato, so now this milk is not milk anymore. It's basar chalav, yeah. Oh, so I'm saying, so well, it's related very much, but it's not exactly identical. Chaticha nas devela, though, is built on efshel softo also. A lot of times the terms are almost used interchangeably. It's not, to be exactly precise, it's not quite interchangeable. Chaticha nas devela is built on efshel softo also. But efshel softo also is examining the milk, the bit of milk. Once you say efshel softo also, meaning that now that another 30 pieces of meat fall in, okay, it's too late. That piece of milk is already basar chalav. Now I can say the chiddush of the chatik nazvela is not only do we need to overwhelm that milk, but the whole piece of meat upon which it initially fell. And now the whole piece of meat, however big that is, okay, let's say it was an ounce or something, an ounce of milk fell onto in a pot of 30, well, whatever. Let's say that piece of meat was 5 ounces. Or that piece of meat was 10 ounces. So now you're going to need shishim, okay, in the next mixture, not against the original milk, but against what? The whole piece of meat. So you'll need much more. 30 pieces is not going to help. You follow? In other words, lemaisa, if you just had efshel softo aser, okay, you could argue, you just said efshel softo aser, another 30 ounces of meat don't help. But let's say another 60 ounces of meat would have fallen in. Now you can say, without chaticha nas devela, efshel softo aser, yeah, but now I have, right? But chaticha nas devela tells us no, it's not going to be against those things. You follow what I'm saying? It's kind of built on it. It's built on it. So it is very closely related. Okay? Chaticha nas devela is just another step. Okay, efshel softo aser just means the original thing now, because the original milk becomes aser. Chaticha nas devela is now the whole piece of meat that it fell on is now aser. You got to measure against that. So you're correct that it's really very closely related. Okay, but it's just another step. Okay, now So based upon this, you with me? Okay. Go over that again. That's the difference. Efshel softo, it's very closely related. You need one without, you know, for the other. But it's not quite exactly the same thing. Okay, so the Rav, based on this, of Soloveitchik explained the following. Okay, again, as we said, there are two ways to look at the din of chaticha nas devela. Okay, and the whole din of bas v'chalav. On the one hand, you could say bas v'chalav is a brand new, newly created, new, sui generis item, brand new. Okay, you cook milk with meat, the result is a brand new item, brand new animal called basar v'chalav, okay, which becomes a chefetz of iser, okay, which the Rav termed it basar b'chalav. It's a new animal, basar, I don't keep saying animal, but a new entity, okay, it's a basar b'chalav, right? It's not basar she'nivla bo chalav, but basar b'chalav, a new entity, okay? As opposed to what he termed basar v'chalav. Basar v'chalav is basar shenivla v'chalav. It's meat and milk. Right? There's two ways to look at it. Basar v'chalav is an iser on its own. Okay? And that, you could say, therefore has its own dinim. It's a new iser. Basar v'chalav would be like a regular tarovis of pork and beans or treif meat with vegetables or whatever. Okay? However, the only thing is that Bas V'Cholav, you could argue that Bas V'Cholav is also a regular Tarovis, but happens to have Chumras over other Tarovis. For example, it has an Isabishal, which other things don't have. It has the Sano, which other things don't have. It has its own. And it even has a Din of Tam Kikar Midaraisa. Just because it's not a new entity doesn't mean it doesn't, we're rejecting now all the special Din of Bas V'Cholav that we learned. No, we say the Tam Kikar is Daraisa, and we say it's also Bishlo, so I know, yeah, that's all true. It's a different type of Tarobis, but it's not necessarily, its own entity. Okay? And one thing is also Chatikanas Nevela. Or we could say, and again, you have Bus of Kosher that has Tam Chazer in it, or vegetables with treif in it. Okay? Those are all Dinim of Balua. There's two ways to look at it. It's a new compound, to put it in scientific terms, or and by the way, if it's a new compound, and it's important also, it had no prior history, halachically. It's a brand new entity. We ignore any prior history. We'll see why that's relevant in a second. Okay, but if it's not a new compound, if it's still meat and still milk, and whatever properties existed before exist now also. Okay? Anyway, that's the two ways to look at it. So, you could suggest the following. Okay? You take a look on Tosus, on that daf, Kuchul and Kuf Chesam and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Tipas Cholov. Okay? Tosus says, one second, 22. Tosus says, Nesra Sachaticha Kula Chutz Lerotev Airi. We're talking about that the meat upon which the milk fell, is chutz l'rotev. It's outside of grating. We mentioned Gemara earlier, and therefore lechach misharinen ba'osachaticha levata latipa velo b'shar chatichas mishum dechalav mifapea. Mifapea means it spreads out, right? The chalav mifapea kolachaticha ve'ein mifapea mechaticha lechaverta ela ayadei nir v'kisoy. Okay, it can't spread. The milk that fell on this piece of meat can't spread to other meats automatically. It'll be mefapea throughout that piece of meat, but it won't extend to other pieces unless you stir it, unless there's gravy and other things that link them that can schlep the flavor along. It's like conducting electricity, right? And it can be conducted along if there's something to conduct it, so to speak. Now, according to what Tosa is saying, the milk that's inside the meat, that becomes usur, and you have to mishar against it from the piece of meat itself. But it won't impact the other meat, and even though we'll say chaticha nasis nevela, but at the end of the day, this is what the Rav said in Tosaf, this cholov is a blia in this piece of meat at the end of the day. And that first piece isn't usur now machmas atzma. It's not a new keftz of Bas V'Cholav. It's usur because of the blia of milk that's in it, which is not enough. There's no shishim against it to overwhelm it. Okay, right? So, but it's usur because of the blia, and that blia can't spread to the other piece of meat. Okay, what I'm saying is, even if you believe in chaticha nas nevela, which I guess you do, right? Certainly we do by Bas V'Cholav. We all agree. On the right side, we ask. I'm trying to spell it out. I know it's a little common, it's important to get it straight. Again, the rubbish one with Pashas and Tosis is, okay, without Rotev, without something to bring that blee, it can't impact the other pieces. Even though Chaticha Nasis Nevela won't be asked in the other pieces, except if it's, if it touches something called Kadei Klip, if Mamish touching another piece, so that piece which is touches is also the piece of the other meat that can they klipa. Klipa is like a shell or a klipa, a peel. Just a small amount. How much exactly is it? But it's an amount. In other words, that piece of meat upon which the milk fell, we're admitting if it's mamish touching another piece of the pot, so the point of contact is also. That's called kadei klipa. Okay? But according to Tosus, the blia can't spread throughout the rest of the meat. So therefore, even though that piece of meat upon which the cholov fell is usur, and chaticha nasas nevela, okay, And it's not going to, at that point, to impact the other pieces of meat in the pot without something to bring the blia through and through, like gravy or stirring it or something like that. Yeah.
How does covering make it?
So that's an interesting question. So I'm going to cover it. Yeah, the steam and everything in it kind of brings it together. But we'll believe that it's not for now, okay? But you understand? That's the ketosis. Okay? Now, with my apologies, I have to... first I got the Ritva, I'm sorry. The Ritva in his Chidushim over there, okay, seems to disagree. The Chidush HaRitva, and that daf in Chul and Kuf Kaisim Adal, okay, he says in 23, he quotes Tosas, okay, quoting the Re, okay, Uladidan Nami Osers Osam Beshishim Vikulam Ne'asaros. See that in the second line? Okay. He says, even if you didn't stir it, okay, if you believe in Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so this piece now, this whole piece, becomes called what? A Chefta of Basil Chalav. Okay, and therefore it's going to aser, it's going to impact the other pieces by itself. It's also the rest of the pot, because we don't consider just the blia of chalav that has to spread. Once chaticha nasis the vela, the meat itself is aser that piece is now a new entity called bosma chalav. Okay, as he quotes the Rehu, says he didn't stir the pot. Okay, you know, so then there's nothing to bring the blia around. Okay, the whole chatich is only also machmas blias iser, so it doesn't aser. Okay, but the Ritva himself, okay, the Ritva himself seems to disagree. Okay, and he says at the end, okay, it's because it's chaticha nasas avela. Anything which, remember, the pot is hot, so there's a transience of flavor. There's not the transience of the blia of milk, but it doesn't matter. Once the milk fell into that chaticha, whatever that chaticha now is polite. Whatever flavor that now gives off to the whole pot is a flavor of basar chalav. So it impacts everything in the pot unless there's shishim in the pot against the whole piece of meat. That's not like tosis. Why? The Rav said because the Ritva holds that basar chalav is not a din in a blia, it's not a machmas belua, but it's machmas atzmo. It's its own entity. Okay, therefore whatever it's polate is called nevela, not just the milk. Okay, and therefore this chaticha is chaticha nasas nevela, and he says, "V'kein hu das Rabbeinu Hagadol." Rabbeinu Hagadol means the Ramban. I have to apologize. I cut off the Ramban too early. This part of the Ramban of 24 doesn't say the part that you need. So you can look up the Ramban, but you don't have to. The Ritva, again, it's only my humble opinion, but the great Sfardi Rishonim in terms of Kiddushin, the Ramban first, and the Rashbo his time, and then the Ritva his time. The Ritva is the clearest writer. The Ritva had the clearest writing, at least in the Kiddushin as we have it. I'm not saying it's a criticism, far be it for me, these are, you know, Gedolei Olam, of course, but the Ritva writes very, very clearly. More clearly, to me anyway, more clearly than Ramban and Rashbo. Okay? At least in the Kiddushin I'm talking about. So you have the Ritva, Ritva spells it out. The Ramban, again, I printed the wrong part anyway, but the Ritva is clearer. Like among Ashkenazim, I think the Rosh writes more. The Rosh is clearer than the other Balayat, many of the other Balayat Tosas. Okay, sometimes you're learning Gemara, you want to see, look in the Tosas of Rosh. He says the same thing that our Tosas, just says it more clearly. Okay, some people had a gift of writing more clearly than others. Again, I'm not Chas V'Shalom saying anything denigrating about anybody. But at least to me, in my simple understanding, I always found the Rosh easier to understand sometimes than other Balei Tosas, and the Ritva than other Vishon. Okay, anyway, but the Ramban does say it. The Rashba, okay, in his Chidushim Techulin, and in his Taras Habayis, which is a halakhic word, okay, and you'll hear see also Taras Habayis Aruch and Taras Habayis HaKotzer. The Rashba himself, take a look in the standard edition of the Rashba, of the Taras Habayis HaRashba. You'll see in the middle of the main Taras Habayis, right, called Taras Habayis HaOruch, the main text. And he himself wrote like a synopsis on the side called Taras Habayis HaKotzer. And sometimes he says things a little differently. Not that he changes his mind on halacha, but sometimes he phrases it a little differently, you know. So if you look in the Chiddush HaRashba 25, in Chulin Kuf Chesem and Aleph, okay, He also writes in the third line, Chaticha Shabkibla Tam Chilo Seres Kola Sharmay Shemina. But look in the second paragraph. Ulafichach Nira. See that towards the end of 25? Ulafichach Nira. Okay. Ulafichach Nira. Shemasha Kosra was saying about Atosus. Bechain Sefer Trumas, Bechain Rabbi Yitzchak. The lo olam ein chaticha na seres machmas bias iso seres chaticha hetter shetzla ba filu stein chamos they're both hot lufi she ein abli alech mechtich le chaticha shetzla elam ken yosh yotev shemol chabli chutzla and so on ba pi yavish lo okay he himself doesn't think that's right he quotes it Tosis says it one second Yeah, so I printed that because that's a good summary. It's exactly what Tosa said. He does write. He writes that clearly. Just look at the words, right? What did, he just tells you what did the Baal HaTosa say? Okay, what did the Baal HaTosa say? They said that. Look at the words. Ein achaticha naseris, which is ein achaticha hanaseris machmas blias iser, oseris chatichas heter sheetzla, afilu stein chamos. Right, that's I explained it. You saw the Rashbam learning, the Rashbam was learning Tosfos that way, and that's exactly because he learns that Basra Cholov is an Isser Balua. Yeah.
There is sauce just on the bottom, right? It's like floating on top of sauce. Isn't that what's going on?
Well, okay, but it didn't get it anyway. It's sauce on the bottom, so it's a piece on the top. There would have to be sauce throughout this to be. No, the blia is not transferred. There's nothing to bring it from one to the other.
That's sauce is on the side of the meat as opposed to the bottom of the meat that makes a difference.
The difference would be is the meat in the sauce, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's not because
of the sauce. If you just lie on top of it, it's a whole pot and there's sauce at the bottom.
Really?
We'll see about that later in Ochos of Torahs too. Okay. But anyway, I just want to show you that issue. Okay? But as he points out, that's he's explaining the sheet of Tosis over there, right? He's explaining the sheet of Tosis. But in the the Rashbo agrees with Tosis. I'm sorry, he brings Tosis and he agrees with Tosis. And in Torah Habayis Ha'orav, he also says even more clearly. He says in 26, Habayis Dal Shalav Elavadai Shaminan. The Ein Chaticha Shenes or Machos Bliyis Yisro Seres Chaticha Heter Etzla Afil Shtein Chamos Afil Ma Shomru Chaticha Atzmas Nevela. He's not denying Chaticha Atzmas Nevela. Okay, like by Pasuk Cholim, and certainly by Shari Surin. V'chein Kosar Tosu Seim Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, Shenes or Machos, it doesn't go even they're both hot unless there's something to bring it. Okay. You know, I look at the last words. Elamokum shabela abliya atzma yochalel chispasit shami atzma. So Rashba sides with Tosus against the Ritva, against the Ramban, and in the Torah Sabayis Hakotzer, he says it also 27, same place by Thal Shar Aleph, the end of page 12 of the base. He says 27, the standard edition of Torah Sabayis. Look at 27, second line. Shadovar habalua ein ayotz mechaticha lechaticha aladei rotev. Okay, ein ayotz mechaticha aladei rotev. All right. And again, except for the part that it's touching it, a klipa, a different point. Okay? Then it does make an important qualification, maybe what you were getting at, the second half of the Rashba. He says, that's only talking about an Isser Balua, which can't spread around, doesn't have the nature to spread around by itself. But certain types of things, you know, maybe there's gravy, it can spread around by itself, then it wouldn't apply. But anyway, you find a machokas. Finally, 28, the Ra'or, the Ben HaKabbai is there, and by Dal Shar Aleph, okay, quotes the Rashba. And he disagrees, and he says, you know, he quotes the opinion, explains it, but he writes on the fifth line there, Advar Me'elim Vavur Shein, it's not true. Shar Chaticha Zu Kula Blua Min Yisr, the whole Chaticha has a Blia Sisr. Okay? And everything, look, Nesra Kula Blua Min Yisr, Yisr B'chol Chalkel. No, the Yisr is throughout this whole piece of meat, right? Again, Chaticha Nas Nevela means the whole thing. And therefore, it's the Isser that's Tarovis and so on and so forth. Here, too, he agrees with the Rover, the other Rishonim, and so on. So, anyway, it comes out. You don't have to read the whole thing now, I won't have time. But the bottom line is that the Rishonim have a machlokas about this, okay? And Just a moment. Yes, I don't know if I have. Oh yeah, look back. I'm sorry, look back at 27, just to see the Rosh Boz, the Shittim. Okay? Because remember, he's not denying Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But look at his words at the end of 27, I should have read it before. Not so far that it's going to impact everything else. Because at the end of the day, Rosh Boz says the Nisr Balua. Right, it's not, and others will disagree. He said, "No, Bas Vecholov is a brand new entity. Okay, it's a brand new point, and therefore it answers everything. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Bottom line, okay, that's what emerges in here again, based on these two ways to look at the nature of the issur. Okay." I could Rav point out to Rosh Boz earlier, disagree, it seems to be called, but we won't go there now. Okay, now, I forgot to print on the page, my mistake, the Ran in Chulin has a lot of dinim of the Perek at the end of the Perek. You have to look at Mem Gimel and Aleph, and there's very little Ran. You look through the Ran on Perek Halavos on the Riv, there's surprisingly little. Nobody fell asleep. For whatever reason, it's just printed at the end. A printing question, I don't know. Anyway, it's on Mem Gimel and Aleph in the pages of the Riff there in Chulin. Here in Chulin, we'll take a look. Okay, he summarizes the whole Indian. And the Ron also writes nicely, because sometimes maybe a little verbose, but he summarizes the whole Indian clearly. Okay? The Tut started. One, the Chaticha fell on the Chaticha on which the little drop of milk fell. Okay? It's only a problem with the rest if it's this gravy, or if you're spreading it, if you're stirring it some other way. Okay? Chaticha Nas and the Vela is you know, and basically, he's agreeing with Tosin the Rosh Boz that it's an Indian of Blua. Okay? Or he summarized that Shita, but the Ran himself, okay, like the Ramban, like the Ra'or, like the Rivor, says no, the Chaticha Asus are all the rest of them, even without Nir, without stirring it and so on, because it's Chaticha Nas Nevela, and the whole piece becomes a new entity. Okay? So so what comes out from all of this is that according to Rosh Boz and Tosin, the Chaticha of meat, which is Blua Mechalov, only Asus that Chaticha, and will not ask the rest without rotiv. Okay, but according to Ritva, the Rabban, the Ra'or, the Ran, okay, the Chaticha will ask the rest because it's a new entity and so on. That's how the Rabbi explained it. And the truth is, Reb Chaim on the Rambam says this is exactly also Machlokas Ram and the Rabban. And Ram and Ravid. Ram and Ravid. Because in Hilchos Machlokas Asuras Paratez Alachatez, the Rambam writes, Nafal Chalva Tokder Shel Basar. Okay, he says you can taste it fine. Okay. Misharim Bekula means he's telling you there's such a thing called Chaticha Nas Nevela. Okay, but he writes, and if you have Shishim in Akol, a Chaticha Surah Misharim Muteres. Okay, so that sounds like Sharmuter. What does Sharmuter mean? The rest of the piece are not impacted. That's like whom? Okay, yeah, right. That's like the Tosfos and Rosh Boz. Okay, that's a matter of Balua. Okay, as we said, Medrar Mur Nalocha Yud Shalom Neir Sekadera and so on. However, right, they only didn't stir it. Everything we said, but look, five lines down of Alocha Yud Kos Arayvitzal Amar Ron Anu Omer Shalom Shamanu Kol Achaticha Nas Nevela Das Yehuda. Fine. Okay, and he says, according to other Shia. Lonir Kal ain't Shar Chaticha Nesaris. Okay. At the end, he says, "Nir and Divrei Ri." He holds like the other Shita. He holds like the other Shita, right? That the Ravid holds that. In, no, one second. Go back a step. One second. I'm sorry. I read the Rambam wrong. I'm sorry. I got it backwards. Look at the language of the Rambam carefully. I'm sorry. The Ravid is agreeing with the Reed and the Tosis. Okay, take a look at Halacha Tes again. Okay. Let's read it again slowly. Nafal Chalav Atoch Deir Shabbosah. Tom is Achaticha, etc. Im Ein Bot Tam Chalav Kalmutor. Yesh Bechaticha Tam Chalav. Okay. Then he says, Misharina Bekula. You have to consider the whole piece of meat. Im Hoya Bakol Sheyesh Bekadera. מן החתיכוס, הירק, והמורק, והטלפן, כדי שיכתך לזו אחר משישי מן הכל. Then just that piece is also a שר מותר. In other words, that's like the road we've shown him. That the חתיכה is, you have to consider the whole חתיכה. Because חתיכה נעשה סטבלה, and he considers a new entity. It doesn't matter if the milk didn't spread. Okay? So the Rambam seems to assume, the Rambam seems to assume second. At least at this point, the Rambam seems to assume, like the Rov Rishonim, that the Chaticha that has the Chalav became a new entity. So therefore, you got to, in order for the Shaar to be Mutter, you have to be measure against the whole Chaticha, not just a little drop of milk. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says no. He says that Lo Shamanu doesn't. We don't hold that way. Okay. And in Lo Nir Klal Shaar Chaticha ain't Shaar Chatichas Nesaris. See the words of the Rabbi? Im lo nir klal ain't shar chatichos nesaris. So the Reb Chaim on that Rambam, the Kedush Reb Chaim Alevi on the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, he says that's the machlokas. Let's look at it. Benir Alomar, second paragraph. Okay? Benir Alomar. Dehine Yisora machlokas. Everyone see it? Look at the Reb Chaim. He says, Benir Alomar, Dehine Yisora machlokas, Rambam Rabbi, he. The das harambam he mishum the mishenas. Look at his language. The mishenas are basar b'cholav nesar guf habasar v'guf hacholav v'nasin atzmo shel iser. There's no longer milk here. That's what I mean before. There's no previous history. There's no milk here and there's no meat here. You know what there is? A new chefetz of iser. That's a language. Nasa atzmon shel iser. A new chefetz of iser. Even if you can find a way afterwards to get the milk out, it's too late. The meat already is called basakhalav, the milk is already, it's a new entity. So even if you can scientifically remove the milk and the meat, separate, re-separate them once again, too bad. Okay, gam kein hein atzma shel iser. How does the Rambam define the iser basakhalav? It's a new entity, a new chaloshem, a new compound. It's not a combination of two old things. It's a new compound. And therefore, even if there's a way to separate the milk, it's still osur. But that's haravidi. The ain on asurin ela kozman shein biyachad bosu v'chol. Ava kishni spardu zem izeh chozin lehetera. Okay, v'afo gav shein biyachad kolechman, that's what's the etzmi, sir. Right, he's not denying chatech and asvela. We should be called mokmu kishni spardu. Okay, and what's the reason why? He says, okay, we're not saying it's because chaticha nas nevel, it's because etzem, it becomes an etzer. We're not denying, even the first word, we're not denying chaticha nas nevel, but it does become part of the etzem issur. So that's what the it comes out. The Rambam was like the majority of Rishonim, the Ritual, the Rabban, and others. And the Rambam is like the Rashba, okay, and the Tosis, and it's an Issur Balua, and the other holds an Issur Machmas Atzma. Okay, now are you with me on the Suchaim? It's a Machok around the Rambam also. Now the question, our question is. So what about, coming back to what we were talking about, what about Bostu Chalav Drabbana? So the question is, do we say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Bostu Chalav Drabbana? As we said before, right? We said as Machokas, Mechav and Ramon. Okay? So it's possible that by Bostu Chalav Drabbana, there you can't say it's an Isser Machmas Atzma. Okay? There it's Bostu Vichalav. It's not a new entity. This may relate to an old chakira, the achronim. What are the rabbanon? The rabbanon don't have the capacity to create a chefetz shel iser. What do the rabbanon do? You heard this chakira, no? The rabbanon have the right to what? To tell you, to the iser, you can't eat this. This is a gavra. They can't call something usher per se. Okay, there's a nesivus like that. And it's not exactly the same thing. But maybe that's what's going on here too. In other words, even if you hold that by the Basar B'Chalav D'Oraisa, there's a new entity called Basar B'Chalav, perhaps by Durabanan, when it's only the milk and meat are only us and Durabanan, there it's an Isser Balua. It's a regular Tarovis. Okay, it's a regular Tarovis. Alright? Yeah? They never created Basar Bicholam. Okay, whether they have the authority, not the nomination.
But Stanyan, you would say, Isser Hana is Amagabra, not?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you have to go through each thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't want to go now. I only mention as a side. Because it's not necessarily that. You could just say here, Kach Tiknu over here. Okay, I mean, you know, Basar Hodabana is an Isser Baluba. It's a regular tarobah. It's not Isser Machmas Atzma. That's what I'm saying. Maybe they do have the capacity. I just want to mention that as an aside. Now, the problem is now, the Rashba, okay, we said over here, holds that even by Doraisa, it's only an issue of Balua. Right? Even by Doraisa, it's only an issue of Balua. Because right, the Rashba held that the milk can't go traveling without something to conduct it, right? Without rota. And now we want to say that that's only why was the issue again? Because Rosh Bo was the one who said. Just a moment. One second. Well, why is that a problem? What did we say earlier from Rosh Bo? Again, we said the Rosh Bo held that when you have Basar Chalav, it doesn't become an Isser B'nei Atzma. It's just an Isser Balua. Right, what was our problem? The problem was, what are the Tatas? I'm sorry, come back now to Tatas. Tatas in the. What was it again? Yeah, Tzadi, right? Daladir. Tatas, he proposed as a Machokas the Rosh Bo and the Rabban. I'm talking about Rosh Bo and the Rambam. It's a brand new Machlokas, Rosh Bo and the Rambam, revolving around what? It's not available by the Rabbanan. Okay? The Rosh Bo was the one over there, okay, that according to that Taz, Rosh Bo went out of Machlokas by Kachal, right, which was Nisbasha and landed in a different pot afterwards. Okay? Then we said it revolved around a question of Basu Chol Drabbanan, whether Sech HaTich is not available or not. That the Rambam said, we don't say Rosh Bo, says we do say Chatikha Nas Deveila. Okay? So, how does that stem with the Rosh Bo over here, who's saying it's an Isser Balua? And the answer is, just because it's an Isser Balua does not mean it's not Chatikha Nas Deveila. Okay? According to the. You follow, it can still be Chatikha Nas Deveila, it's just that it's called an Isser Balua in any event. Why will that help us? One second. So, as long as the bus and the chalav are together, then everyone would agree that it's taka, chatikh nasavel and so on. Even Rosh Bo would agree. When it became separated, then he would say it's an Isser Balua. So therefore, we'll say as follows. Here, we said according to Rosh Bo, by bus and chalav, Doraisa, it's not an Isser Chetza, it's only an Isser Balua. Therefore, you could still say Chatikha Nas Nevela by Din D'Rabbanan. In other words, what did the Rosh Bo say? Rosh Bo says, even by Basar Chalav D'Oraisa, it's not a new entity, it's an Isser Balua, right? Despite the fact that it's Chatikha Nas is the Vela, it's an Isser Balua, okay? And so therefore, I'm sorry, what's the kasha? What's the steer exactly? One second. The Rav brought up a contradiction within the Rosh Bo. I should go back to what did we say above again? He said over here that according to Rosh Bo, even by Basar Chalav D'Oraisa, it's not an Isser B'Chefza, a new Chefza, it's an Isser Balua. And And therefore, how can he say that there's chatik and asver, but it wasn't called Rabbanon? That's the problem. How can we say that there's this by the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, it's a valid, it's a balua. Should work out a kalash. Right, by the Rabbanon.
Right.
So how's that a kasha? Here the Rashi put, huh? No, I thought it's, may I have that? I was just thinking through. I thought the riot, because he holds it, even by Nisr Balua, there's still a possible, we can still say Chatech and Athamela. So then, the fact that there are bun and everybody agrees, like I said before, everyone agrees it's this a balua. So that's how it'll be. Even by the Rabbon, you can say it. So how's it a kasha? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a raya. It's almost like a raya because everyone agrees, chatich and atzavela, but everyone agrees, not arguing. Rashbo's point, even though it's an issa, even a holy, Rashbo holds an issa balua, right? Rashbo holds an issa balua. You see, it works out, leaving out this potential spirit. Just a second. According to the Rambam, I understand, right? According to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, we don't say Chatech and Atzavela is available by the Rabbanon. Right? According to the Rashbo, we do. By Basachal Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, we said before, right? So you don't say Chatech and Atzavela is available. And that's why the Rambam says, even with a Kachal, even the second time, you have the same Kula, because it's not Kula, it's not available. That's fine. And therefore, he says, the Rambam work out fine, that even though by Basachal, he holds Itzamach was Atzmo, okay? But by, not so by Basachal Rabbanon. It's not an Issa Machma, it's an Issa Balua. And therefore, Chatech and Atzavela is available. Abosuchal Drabbanon. Okay, that's fine. Right? There's no Chal Shem, Abosuchal, but a Chevtze, it's Abosuchal Vichal. Right? The problem is that whereas the Rashba, even by Abosuchal Doraisa, it's not a new item, it's just an Issa Balua. So therefore, how can he say Chatech and Atzavela by the Rabbanon? Why not? It's also an Issa Balua. I'm not sure, I have to go over that again. I have to look at that again. I just wanted to show you, but leaving out the Rashba, I'll figure it out, but I'll look it up again. But you understand the two different ways to look at it in the practical life community. You go back to the kachal, okay? The kachal, if your logic would dictate that if you hold bosom cholov is an iser b'fnei atzma, right? You hold so the kachal, even the second time is going to need shisha because we came in chavetz of bosom cholov. Right? It's not a matter of blua; it's a matter of a chavetz of bosom cholov. Chazal Dabon, yeah. So that's what he said. Therefore, we see that Chatech and Atzavela applies to Rabbanon. Rashbo holds a second. No, this doesn't work. Just a second. The Kachal I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, as you're saying. The Kachal is to Rabbanon, therefore it's an Issa Balua. And therefore, it's not a new entity. And therefore, the second time is like the first time. That's the Rambam hold. Right? By Issa Machmas Atzma, then we Machmer. But there's not Issa Machmas Atzma. Ah, yeah, because according to the Rashba, see, if you learn that Issa Machmas Atzma is the equivalent of Chatech and Atzavela, then I understand how the Rashba is a steerer. Because if you hold it to label it an Issa Machmas Atzma, you need to say Chatech and Atzavela Doraisa So we don't understand. Okay, because when it comes to the kachal, he's, the Rashba is saying that it became chaticha nasas deveil, and therefore it is shishim the second time. Okay, it became chaticha nasas deveil, and therefore it is shishim. Without the kachal itself, the second time, that's the Rashba. But if you say chaticha nasas deveil, whereas by an Issa Balu is no Chatech Anas Neveila, that I understand, but yet the Rashba here, maybe that's a theory, yet the Rashba here said Chatech Anas Neveila even by an Issa Balu. Like, I'm not sure the Rashba. I just want to point out, because it's later, in terms of coming attraction, the next few sources, okay, just looking at this issue, and this Hakir, I really want to finish it on Sunday once and for all, okay? By Chatech Arul Iskabe, okay, chatim leiskabe means a good cut of meat and so on and so forth. Okay? Just look for a second, we'll see the background. But look on the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kuf Aleph Siv Beis. That's the simon of chatim leiskabe. Ein lo din chatim leiskabe elim kein isur amach masatsma. So that's a big nafkamin in this machlokas. Will chatim leiskabe apply to basu cholam? According to, he says, this machaber says, yeah, can go on available basu cholam. But he has a rule that Chatichol Iskabe doesn't apply to the Isum Achmas Atzma. Unless the Isum Achmas Atzma. Okay? That's one thing he says. And another thing he says is, it says it elsewhere also. Okay? The other thing is, can you have an Issa which is Mutter Banah, we'll call Kamel later. Anyway, we'll see there's an Afkamin in this Machokis. Meanwhile, you lined up the sheet as you see what the Machokis, I have to go over again what the steer is in Rashba. I have to refresh my memory because it strikes me it's not a steer at the moment. But okay, but giving that aside, you see the Hakira. Next time we'll just see some Afkamin is not Hakira. I'll finish up with that. Okay, what I thought I'd do maybe on Monday, some of the finishes that did.